All right, back with you on The Drive. Nate Goodyear, Katie Christensen with you, joining us now. Ahead of tonight's game against the Nuggets, there have been a lot of changes in Sacramento. Darren Collison joins us to talk about him right now for his weekly hit. Darren, it's just the two of us right now. And, you know, DeMarcus Cousins has been traded, a lot of changes. First off, let me ask you, how did you find out about the news that DeMarcus was on the move?
I was actually on the phone with Omri. With Omri when we found out about the trade. And, you know, I was just checking on him and his injury that he had prior to this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I just came from the gym to work out, and they told me that he had a good workout. So, you know, I checked in with him, make sure he was good. And then, you know, we was kind of talking over the phone about his situation in regards to his injury. And then we both found out about the trade with DeMarcus, but we didn't think nothing of it. We didn't think it was serious. And as it started to progress, it kind of progressed really fast. And 10 minutes after that, when me and him were talking, him and his wife found out that he was a part of the trade.
Mm-hmm. So in a situation like that, obviously, every year, Darren, there's going to be names that are mentioned in trade talks. Your name as well. Mentioned quite a bit recently, but when you get this information, and I know that you're very close with Omri, what is the immediate reaction both for the person that's going through it and for people like you, the teammate that is saying goodbye to somebody all of a sudden?
It's never easy. It's never easy when you see one of your brothers, if you know the case that we just had, two of your brothers leave the team. It's never easy for a trade period. And I don't think people understand that, you know, they look at the trade season as an entertaining session for themselves to see what players is going to wear. But it's never easy for the players that are on the same team as them, because you have built a relationship. You have built a foundation with that person. And you have a bond that you don't want to be break. But we also understand that it is a business and that things may not go the way we want it to go. And it's just been difficult the last couple of days to know that, you know, DeMarcus or Omri is not going to be here no more.
Darren Collison with us on KHTK. And it's not like this is the first time that there have been rumors about DeMarcus. I mean, you kind of alluded to it. You hear it and you don't really think it's serious because it pops up every year. But then, you know, it comes out of nowhere. It happens. I'm wondering, how much have you gotten to talk to the rest of the guys that are still on the roster? And those you have talked to, what's the feeling now that those two guys aren't in the locker room and you got to go about it with the group that is in the locker room?
Well, it happened so fast. I don't think we all had a chance to, like, really talk about the situation. We had practice yesterday, but nobody really spoke about the situation. But you kind of tell the vibe was off a little bit because, you know, it's a new team. You know, it's a different team without DeMarcus and Omri. And, you know, moving forward, we also understand that, you know, we have to play a certain way to even give ourselves a chance. So I think we're just going to get used to it. It's going to take some time. And I think by tomorrow we should be fine, hopefully.
Darren, I'm going to ask a difficult question. It's difficult for me to ask, so I'm assuming it's going to be difficult for you to answer. The trade deadline is at 3 p.m. Eastern today, and your name has been mentioned in trade talks as one of the players on this roster that could be on the move. And then on top of that, you're in the final year of a contract. Where is your mind at right now as you're getting ready to play a game later tonight?
You know, I'm about to give it all for my fans. And for the city, you know, when I first got here to Sacramento, the only thing I wanted to do was to have some type of change, you know, from where it was when I first got here until now. And I got a chance to see a little bit of that. The fans have been amazing to me and my family. You know, you guys, the media, the coaching staff, training staff, everybody's been really good to me. And in return, you know, I just want to go out there and just finish my job, play hard. If I'm here, you know, finish out my contract the way it needs to be done. And if I'm not, you know, I can honestly say that, you know, I did my best to help this franchise get to a place where, you know, teams will start taking us serious. And I think, you know, this year, you know, being some of the top teams and competing with these teams, you can't just walk in and just say that that's the easy win. So, you know, I got a chance to do some good things, not just on the court, but in the community as well. And I'm happy for that.
Having said that, Darren, I think the big question right now is obviously there is the potential that there could be some more change to this roster in the coming hours. What do you feel the direction of this franchise is right now from the perspective of a player that's suiting up and putting on a uniform to play for this team?
Repeat that last part again.
From the perspective of a player who's suiting up and plays for this team.
Like, what can I expect? I didn't hear the whole question.
What is your perception of the direction of this team now with this move being made?
I get the feeling that, you know, they're trying to rebuild. And then I also get the feeling that they still want to try to make the playoffs. So a little bit of both. You know, they have some young pieces that they can build with. And then in the future, you know, they can build with some more young pieces. And to my understanding, you know, they need some guys to be around to help them groom those guys to get to a level where they want them to play at a high level. And I have no problem doing it. I have no problem being here for these young guys and trying to teach them the ropes and, you know, how to be a professional and how to represent Sacramento. You know, when I was young, Peja was my vet, and he done a good job with me. So I want to be able to, you know, do the same for these young guys and make sure that they get to a level where they're respected, not just as a player, but as a person. So I think it just comes down to just really just controlling what you can't control. I mean, you hear so many times out of players, but that's all you can do. And you can't really what the team and the organization is trying to do with the team. You have to do what you have to do. It's best for you.
You had mentioned, Darren, too, like even being a seasoned vet and having been through this several times, it is still difficult to see your friends traded away and your teammates. There's that personal element to it. So that kind of stuff is always a little bit sad and takes some getting over. But is there a part of you that is excited for the opportunity that's coming up that knows now, as talented as DeMarcus is, he can tend to be a bit of a security blanket when you know you got a guy that can put up a 40-point triple-double on a nightly basis? Now it's on you guys. You get to shine. You got to do it. It's put up or shut up time. Is there a part of you that's excited for that challenge?
I want to say exciting for the challenge because, you never want to see yourself being put in a situation with obviously the circumstances coming towards your way. And what I mean by that, you know, DeMarcus, you know, like I said, can never be replaced. What Omri Caspi did for this organization, you know, can't be replaced. So you don't want that to be gone and then just like, oh, yeah, it's my turn now. You never want to be excited for that opportunity. But at the same time, it is a challenge, and it's a challenge that, you know, I don't feel like not one of us in the locker room is going to back down. You know, everybody's been talking about, you know, we should tank, we should, you know, not worry about the playoffs. But if you put yourself in our shoes and every day you got to go out there and you have to try to perform and you're in the locker room trying to get ready for the game, you know, it's very hard for you as a competitor and an athlete to really have that type of mindset. So I think right now we're just going to go out there, we're going to compete, you know, regardless of what anybody thinks. If we're going to lose that game, and we're going to try to win every single game that we play.
Darren Collison joining us this morning on The Drive. Darren, you mentioned the word tank, and I get this question a lot from people, listeners and people on Twitter about is this team tanking right now? And the answer I always give them is, as a player, that is never something that enters your mind. So having said that, whether or not the decisions that are made by the front office in terms of personnel kind of makes it look like that is the direction the franchise is going, players, it never crosses their mind. So you have a rookie on your team now in Buddy Hield, who has been traded in his first season. You, as a multi-year vet, what is your advice to him when you see him?
Well, I think, first of all, from Vladdy's standpoint, you know, if you trade DeMarcus, you know, you automatically look like a team that's not going to be in it for the playoffs because you're giving up such a great piece. And I think that's what he kind of knew, you know, giving up a guy like DeMarcus, that, you know, there was going to be some downfalls to that. And then, you know, with Buddy Hill, I've been traded my first year after my first year, and actually from New Orleans. And, you know, it's hard. The first trade is hard. I think that's what makes it so hard for DeMarcus, because, you know, you had this stigma in your head that you're going to be there forever, and, you know, this is where you're going to grow up, and you're going to have a family here after you're done playing in one city. But the reality of the situation is that doesn't work out for nobody in the NBA, you know, but probably one or two players.
Right.
Ever. So all the great players get traded. Good players get traded. Bad players get traded. That's just part of what we've got to deal with. And as far as us, you know, dealing with the word tank, I just want fans to just put themselves in our shoes that, you know, we work hard every day, you know, to have something special and to win and to go out there and to compete. And we put so much time into it that it's very hard for us to have that type of mindset. So you're not going to be seeing us tank. And I think a lot of players in the locker room still believe.
Darren, you hear about guys sometimes needing a fresh start to kickstart their career or whatever it might be, a change of scenery, something like that. You kind of alluded to the fact that that first trade is the hardest. How much time did it take you to get over that idea? Like, these guys didn't want me, man. Like, to overcome that mental obstacle. I know you don't get a lot of time, but how much does it take?
Well, I think what people don't understand is your whole life, you know, you've been wanted, you know, before you got to the NBA. You know, you're in high school 4 years, playing on the team, one team, and then you get to college. For me, I got a chance to play all 4 years at UCLA. So, you know, there was no even thought about transferring, going to another school. I was happy where I was at. And then you get to the NBA and you get drafted by a team and you expect to be there for a very, very long time. And, you know, you may think that you're going to be there for your whole career. You know, you're just trying to grasp the thought of how you're going to do things in the city, you know, how you're going to raise a family in the city, you know, even when you do get drafted. But then that first trade comes and it's like, it just messes up your whole world. You know, you just, you know, you begin to think that, you know, is it me? Am I not good enough? Did they even care to have me or want me on the team? And the guy that happened to trade me was Dell Demps.
Small world.
You know, the first thing he said was like, I don't want you to be mad at me. And you're automatically thinking I'm mad at you for trading me. So that's when I had to learn the hard way my first year in the rookie, my first year being a rookie. And it just made you tougher as a person. It made you tougher mentally. And you begin to know that it's just a business and it's just basketball. You know, wherever you at, you're going to be there for 6 or 7 months. And, you know, you go into off season, you get to go wherever you want. So at the end of the day, it's all fun and games, and you just can't take it that serious.
Going to need that toughness moving forward. It's a uphill climb for the Kings as they move on with DeMarcus Cousins, or without DeMarcus Cousins, I should say. But Darren Collison showing us how they're going to do it. Darren, best of luck tonight against the Nuggets and for the rest of the season going forward. And, hey, great insight, man. I mean, it's tough to come on and talk about stuff like this, but you're always very open with us, and we appreciate that.
No worries. Got you guys.
Have a good one,
take
Darren.
Take care, man.